So Sevens points out, Pasuk says, "V'yitein Moshe kekalusel de beri toy," that Rashi, that Moshe was given the luchos after the Moshe finished speaking to him. So Rashi comments on that pasuk. It was given to him as like a kala. Kol b'miyoyim Moshe Rabbeinu was loymed b'shecheach, loymed b'shecheach. He was learning, forget. The Tzilkus Baruch Hu gave it to him like a matana. The Rashi's second pshat is like a kala that has the many different types of adornments. The Torah has many sworn, etc. But the first pshat is that through Moshe Rabbeinu learning and forgetting, he finally got it as the kala. So the Sfasemis points out that the Russian could have given it to Moshe Rabbeinu as a kala without all that effort. If he's going to end up getting it as a kala, just as a matana, without his efforts, so why did he have to work so hard beforehand? So the pshuto of kala soy is he was totally depleted. Like, he was much a kiloyan of the item is totally depleted, it's ended. Moshe Rabbeinu exerted himself to the nth degree, to the final amount, the full amount that he could do. And in exclusive of that, but then it's impossible to absorb Torah. After everything is said and done, a human being cannot absorb this, which is the Mala, this Torah, which is above the world, above the Bria. It's beyond human, it's part of Kavosh Baruch Hu. The person gives it as a matana. But the Tanai Ma'akev, and that is the human being should go above Teva and be able to absorb something, is when he reaches, he approaches infinity. He goes as far as a human being can go. He reaches as far as a man can go. So he went to the end of Teva. At that point in time, the Rishon picks you up and takes you l'mala from the Teva. We want to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, mizrecha to have nisim. When we do as much as we can, the Rosh Hashanah will do the rest. So this is, in that sense, any type of avodah we have, a person always needs yadat Hashemaya, always needs Kadosh Baruch Hu's help. There's no such thing as a person accomplishing on his own. Shabbos is given to us as a matana as well. But a person wants to absorb the kedushas of Shabbos, person has to make the effort as much as they can make to absorb absorb it. And once a person has done that, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will give this matana called Shabbos with all the kiddush of Shabbos that Shabbos is supposed to offer us. And a person just sits back and waits for Kadosh Baruch Hu to do it. So once in a while we get the Isurus Delayla, Russian realizes we need a divine spark and divine push to get us going. But after that, we cannot expect him, and he doesn't want to offer us his help. He wants us to do it, because the real purpose of this world is that we should do it. That being said, once we do it, the Rishon gives us something beyond our ability, because at the end of the day, it's all the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so there's no reason why it should be limited by our ability. But it's only because we've done what's incumbent upon us, then the Rishon will give us that as well. Have a good Shabbos.